Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
The Wendy's Big Show. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app with the Rewind feature. You can go check out Pause, Rewind, Live Radio, and check out interviews if you missed it with Kevin Holden. You can go back, timestamp 249, and check out our interview with Kevin Holden. But just wait till 6 o'clock once we're done here with the Wendy's Big Show. 105.7 FM, The Fan, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, live from his garage. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, where all of us come to you from. And we're all trying to figure out exactly when we are going to be able to get back to life as normal, when we're going to be able to get some live sports, and also when we're going to be able to see some sports in person. Now, Leroy Butler, earlier on this week, last week, we had a conversation kind of off the air, and we were bringing it up on Friday as to the ideas proposed by Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, as to when maybe the NBA is going to be able to get ready to play, and some adjustments that they'll be able to make to be able to play games. And his idea was, and this was not brought up by the commissioner, just him throwing out some ideas, was if we have to sanitize players when they come in, we'll do that. If we have to make sure players are quarantined in a certain area and then shuttle to the game, we'll do that. If it has to be neutral sites without fans, however, we will do that because we believe it's important and imperative to the country to get some live sports back playing. This involves the fans and gives you a choice, and that's why we want to bring it to you at 414-799-1250 and take some calls on this as well. Would you go to a pro sports game if you had to wear a mask and rubber gloves? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan, and the email box is always open. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Leroy, this is your brainchild. I will give you the floor first. The Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists.
And this assuming that they're going to play sometime, you know, in May. If they tell you the money that they spend on those shirts, okay, everybody puts on the shirt and you're a team. Okay, great. Instead of spending money on that, invest that money on people being safe. Put the gloves on and put your mask on and cheer all you want to. You get the best of both worlds. You can even put the logo that I've been saying for I don't know how long. Put that on the mask and the gloves if you want. So you still have the unity. But people got to be able to, because it's a lot of saliva and spit just yelling and screaming. Then you high-five your neighbor. Now you can high-five your neighbor and everything fine. I just don't see no other way that you can go in there without having anything to wash people's hands and clean hands. Because we all know, guys, when you go to these games, guys go to the bathroom. I bet you 70% of those guys go in these bathrooms, don't even wash their hands. I don't know if they're in a hurry. I don't know if they got a beer in one hand. I don't know if they got their cell phone in one hand. They just walk right out. So, and then the most disgusting thing, they be asking to take pictures in the urinal. Don't do that. No, man. Hey, that's Leroy Butler. Dude, no. Hey, come on now. I mean, but again, So if I'm the NBA, I would try one of the games out like that and see if people want it. Or I would put out a poll and see, would you guys want to do it? If people say, nope, I ain't doing it. Because when I threw it out to Steve, you know, he said he ain't doing that. And I didn't shoot it down because I value his opinion. I want people's opinion. Would they go, especially if you're paying money for it? And you can still cheer. You can have all the fun you want. And you can have all the signs up, wash your hands, COVID-19, y'all know what the deal is. But instead of that shirt, that may not fit me no way because it's probably a small, give Same. Me something that's going to save my life and I can still have fun. Now, the outside games, maybe you don't have the mask, but I would definitely invest in these gloves so you can still shake hands and high five. And then once we get to where we got a vaccine, everything's fine. Then you can go back the regular way. But from here on out, if you want to open these doors, when you come through, and it's going to be a delay, so don't get upset because you're in line. You're going to get them gloves. You're going to put them on. When you get to your seat, put your mask on, blah, blah, blah. Okay, when you're drinking your beer, hold it up, drink it.
Sure.
I advocate it, put a little straw thing in there so you can keep it on anyway. Oh, but wow. What are you going to do when you eat? Hold it up and eat and put it back down when you chew. Okay, most people put you on a Jumbotron. You don't want to be up there chewing anyway. Now, it could be a problem, Billy. And I mean, this is my closing.
Okay.
David Bakhtiari can't chug no more beers. And I got to figure out a way around that because I like what he do it. So I got to figure something out on that one.
Gary Ellerson.
I figure it out.
You just listened to your guy, Leroy Butler, say the idea of would you go to a game if you had to wear a mask and gloves? What say you?
I think if you were put this out as a poll, I think, you know, 100% of the people probably would say yes. I think people just want a sense of normalcy back. People want to see games. And if you just poll it only to the Bucks fans right now, right? If only we're Bucks fans and they have an opportunity to go out and see the Milwaukee Bucks right now, go for that championship run, I think everyone would say yes. I think it would be a sold out arena. People just want sports back in their lives. I don't know. Now, people that say that, you might get some people that say no, but I think for your diehard people, that place will be sold out. You will be sold out. You will have fans there. They will be wearing gloves and they will be wearing masks. People just want this back in their lives. Now, we're not into football season yet. So if you ask me about the Milwaukee Brewers, I mean, if they could have an opening day, yes, I think everybody would show up and mask and gloves will be wearing them. Now, you're going to get some idiots because you always do, right?
Oh, sure.
That's going to take them off. That's not going to use them. But I think what will happen is that you'll get peer pressure amongst these people around them. Get out, or you have security. Get out if you're not going to wear them. So, yeah, I think people just want. Listen, look at our show right now. I mean, you know, we got people texting. I got people texting me. I got people emailing me. Talking about, man, I'm glad you guys are doing your show. I'm glad you guys are still doing what you're doing. It brings a sense of normalcy back in my life to hear you guys on the radio every day, still talking about sports and still just talking about everyday life. And I can kind of get away from the COVID-19 a little bit, although everybody knows that it's there. And we kind of incorporate it a little bit in what we do, and because there's a lot of different things that are happening in our lives that is relatable to what we're doing right now that we have to make an adjustment to. But, yeah, I think people want this back in their lives. Yeah, how about this? I would show up in a mask and gloves if I have an opportunity to go see the Milwaukee Bucks and Young
sure.
play right now today.
No, yeah, and I agree. If it's Eastern Conference Finals Game 1, like last year against Toronto, I'll do what I have to. If I got to wear a surgical mask and wear some rubber gloves, that's fine. Now I'm going to need a couple of pair because, like Leroy said, if I'm wearing these things, I'm going to get some burn out of them, and I'm probably going to rip a couple of holes in them if I'm clapping through. So I think there's going to be some reinforcements that get stocked up here as well. But I think the idea, one, I mean, it's kind of comical, but also it's a real possibility that we could get into here because if, like we've talked about earlier on today, the president extending the social distancing guideline through April 30th, we're going to need more and more time, and this continues to get pushed back further and further, whether it's if it comes down to otherwise we're going to play in a practice facility and we're going to run the playoffs that way, I'll wear what I got to go and play. But I do think, Gary, you're onto something with the dudes that say, oh, yeah, I'll wear it for sure. And then they get in there and they throw it into the garbage the first time you get into. You're going to have a couple of those folks. But yeah. The peer pressure might just be enough to get people to actually do it. And we do have it up right now at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's been out for about 5 minutes, just shy of 100 votes so far. It is just about almost a split of 50-50. At the moment, we're going 53.5% yes to about 46.5% no. Would you go to a sporting event if you had to wear a mask and gloves? 414-799-1250. Take some calls on this on the other side of the break. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the free radio.com app. Would you go to a game if you had to wear a mask and gloves? 414-799-1250. Kloss on Twitter says, nope, impossible to manage, can't open until the virus is manageable. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, and I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Hey, guys, we are understanding this. Like this isn't going to be so we can go and start playing sports next week. But once this gets closer to the end.
Yes. I was saying started May 1st. Start NBA and Major League Baseball May 1st.
414-799-1250.
That's 30 days after the guideline. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, and Leroy, sorry not to cut you off, but I think we're all kind of hoping like maybe June 1st could be a soft start, right? We projected it was going to be Memorial Day baseball and basketball all to come back in late May, early June, as the extension of the guidelines coming down from the White House yesterday make that seem a little bit far-fetched. But if this gets to a point where they believe it is manageable enough, but there is still risk, the league and the, more importantly, the team itself, because this has probably got to be team issued, right? Like, this is also going to be managed by the organization to make sure that this goes on. But if it gets to a point where they say either there's not going to be fans in the crowd or people can show up and you get a mask and gloves, would you do it? 414-799-1250. In Chicago, we find Colin. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Colin, what's your take, man?
Hey, guys. I'm originally from Milwaukee. I miss my sports just as much as anybody else does. I work in public. Right now, I'm in an essential service. And my take on it is it's insane. It's not possible. I watch people all the time walking on the street, going to get groceries. They don't have the masks on properly. They're touching their face. They're moving it up and down. Rubber gloves would have to be like replaced so often that it's not feasible.
All right, appreciate the call. But the feasibility of it, as Gary, you brought it up, there are going to be the dudes that say, you know what, it's all good. I don't need it. I'm fine. The tough guys are going to say, oh, no, I'm fine. But the managing aspect of it is,
right?
We got people out of work already. We need these hourly workers. Might as well put them to work then.
But, Bill, here's what you're saying. You're saying if all the sanctions are lifted, everything is lifted.
Yes.
You're not saying in the middle of this crisis right now, would you go with gloves? No, because I wouldn't either. But I think nobody would. But I think what you're saying is if they're saying that we're all okay, we can go back to doing what we've been doing, but as a precaution, we want you to wear this.
Bruce City says... Yeah, go ahead.
That's what you're saying, right?
If it's more just a precaution, if the belief is we're not going to play these games in front of fans if we can't take these necessary precautions, but yes, Dr. Fauci has said it's okay to now go back out in public. Parks open up. You see golf courses open up. You see the ban on people going to work get out. And this is also a big part of it, Gary, is people are also going to have to be getting back to work before this is all happening, because there are a lot of people that aren't going to have the finances. Like Colin said, he's an essential worker, so he's still going to work. Some people are able to work at home. There's a lot of people that are laid off right now, and it's just not going to be an option for them, too. But you also have guys like Brett on Twitter that says, I'd buy a hazmat suit if it meant I was able to go to Brewers and Cardinals tonight.
Right.
But yes, it's not necessarily feasible. I don't know how you would manage it. The managing of this would be fun to watch. Like, that is part of me is, as we've talked about.
I apologize.
No, you're good.
You can require people to bring their own gloves. And just like when you're in a movie theater, when people have their phones on, the guy go, hey, yeah, you, come here. you got to leave.
Get over here.
If somebody take their mask off or their gloves off. Because once the sports start, you really watch the sports. And I think that really kind of helps with the economy as well. Because a lot of people be able to go back to work and be able to do some things. And it's just a trial basis. But worst case, like Gary said, you're going to have the guys to just take it off. And then, again, when you go to the bathroom, you can throw those gloves away, pick up another pair when you leave. They're very cheap, guys, the gloves. The latex gloves are real cheap. I mean, it's just an investment. The money that you're going to spend on those shirts, I don't know what the sponsorship, what they spend on those shirts. I got to think it's $300,000-$400,000. Okay, invest in and helping the fan base and your players stay safe.
Sure.
And let's get back to some sports. And as far as managing and stuff like that, we're adults. And that last caller is right, though. People try to be cool with their mask, put it on top of their head. They take the, I mean, yeah, those are the, like the, what they always say, the plus or minus when you're doing voting, the outliers are tight.
Yes.
You're going to mix all that into it as well. But that would be a question I would like to ask Dr. Fauci, where I can get him on and say, you know, if that's something he would consider. And if he said no, then you shut it down. But if that's something that you would ask the task force, we want to play some sports in June. And do you think it'd be all right for people, you know, to wear gloves and a mask? Are we any safer? If he says no, you're still at risk, then no. Because it could be worse by then. And we all agree nobody doing nothing. We're
no
saying
doubt.
If everything starts to calm down, you know, hopefully, I don't want one death, by the way. I'm not, that's unacceptable for me. One death. But I'm just saying, if they can find a way to get this thing under control by June, great. If they can't, this is not even a discussion.
Can we also put this in here, guys? Because I've been trying to figure this out. Has there ever been more of a meteoric rise in publicity for anybody than we've seen in the last 3 weeks for Dr. Fauci? I mean,
no,
this
I
dude
that.
Is all over the place, man.
And they won't move the microphone. They won't move the microphone down when he come to speak, man. Move the microphone down a little bit. I couldn't even
they
hear
could at
him
least
the
get the,
time he
they,
came up there.
They
man.
Could at least get my man a step stool. Like just get him up there where, one, you can see the knot in his tie. I always believe that. Like, if you're going to go up to a podium, you got a tie on, at least show it off. Gary Yellerson with a full Windsor knot, I know that you're going to concur
with
that.
Oh, yeah, Gary the best.
At some point... We got to help our guy out here and do something for the branding, because Dr. Fauci is all over the place. And he's even on with Steph Curry. Guy starts a podcast.
Yes.
3 days later, he's got Dr. Fauci, one of the hottest guests around. Now, interesting how that works out.
We got to get him on the show. We got to get him on the show some kind of way. We got to get him on the show.
Guys, we always love collaborations here on the Wendy's Big Show. And right now, this coming out from the Milwaukee Bucks along with the Green Bay Packers. Two of your favorites are collabing right now. Milwaukee Bucks and Green Bay Packers donate $37,500 to hunger relief efforts. The funds were raised through the proceeds of Go Pack Go t-shirts sold by both teams during the Packers' most recent playoff run. And following the recent playoff run during the Packers and Bucks seasons, both sold a special limited edition Go Pack Go shirt with both logos on it to recognize the cheer, and they raised this $37,000. Half of the funds go to Paul's Pantry in Green Bay, the other half going to Feeding America of Southeastern Wisconsin in Milwaukee. The shirts were sold for just under $20, were available for purchase during the Packers playoff run at the Bucks Pro Shop, and both teams collaborating right now to put this money in, and that's also on top of the money that the Green Bay Packers, Gary, already put out with $20,000 of Mark Murphy's personal money, which is pretty incredible, too.
Right, that's awesome. I mean, that's just a great collab by both of those organizations to make that work and get it done. I mean, there's a lot of need right now around the country, and so it's great for those two organizations to get it worked out.
And that's like some of our favorites, Leroy. That's like Amigos collaboration, because both are still going to go out and make a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. They're still going to do it personally, separately, but then come together and help for a cause at one of the times that it's probably most necessary.
I think they think about the people in the higher ups, the one the tickets way up, the people who can't, you know, who tear the tickets at the, you know, scan your phones. People are hungry too. I know we talk about money all the time. Anytime somebody have enough money to donate, I give them a standing ovation. I really do. I mean, I really like what the people in New York did for the doctors and the nurses, man. Everybody was clapping like what they did in Italy. These are the kind of stories that as soon as you hear about it, that's what we should be posting. We should be posting people licking toilets and licking stuff, man. We should, those people, we should ignore them. Ignore them and just play that Cardi B coronavirus as much as possible on people when they do something stupid.
It really
they
is.
They just don't believe it's true. I mean, I'm serious, man. So I applaud, you know, the Packers, of course, because it's owned by the people, and the Bucks, the Brewers, all of our teams really been doing stuff. And a lot of the teams been doing a lot of stuff real quick, Billy. A lot of the teams have been doing stuff quietly, helping families mm-hmm. quietly, and it's not even being publicized because they don't want nobody to know.
No.
They've just been helping families, and I appreciate that, man. I say, won't y'all put it out? Well, we don't want to do it for that reason. Because some families need help, so they can help them, you know, through nonprofits and things of that nature. And it's just a lot of fun to see, you know, when somebody, like some of the people who get the stimulus check, you know, in 3 weeks, I mean, they need that money. So God is good and help is on the way because, you know, it's so much love in the air. But it's still a patch, just a patch, Billy, of just negative people and just mean people. They ain't going to never change.
No.
They're not.
Well, and
because somebody, you know what somebody real quick, you know what somebody is saying, they gave $37,000. Why didn't they give a half a million?
It's the same people that right away that got on the Green Bay Packers or the Milwaukee Bucks after Giannis pledged to donate whatever it was, $100,000 of his own money. And they said, man, we're going to match that. We'll match any of our players. It was immediately, well, why do the players have to give money? Why do the players have to give money before you do?
Yep.
It's because we're all in this together. And obviously you see different owners like Steve Ballmer over the weekend with the LA Clippers. Him and his wife donated $25 million of their own money.
It's
and
amazing,
Leroy,
man.
I know you'll love this. Last night, seeing some acts to a show, a concert, all from their living rooms and stuff, they check in with your guy, Russell Wilson and Sierra, as Russell Wilson's throwing the football around in his living room. The guy, as just nonchalantly as ever, just drops, well, we donated a million meals to the Hunger Task Force here in Seattle, and all of a sudden sitting here, I'm like, wait a second. This dude just say a million meals? I rewound it like three times to make sure. Because there are other people that are doing it in almost complete silence. And you don't get to see those. And there's also that are being able to do it in any way you can help. That's the best way to do it. We've seen different factories change their business models and change what they're doing just to help the cause as well.
Yeah, I told my team of folks that I got some good brains around me. I said I wanted to. Because I know the hospital is just overrun. I mean, the doctors and nurses and first responders, they're tired, okay? But they keep saving our lives. I wanted to make some mac and cheese for our big major hospitals in Milwaukee, but I don't know how to do it, Gary. I don't know how to do it with all of the social distancing, but I would love to send up some mac and cheese up there or something for them to show my appreciation. Because I will say this, the people in Franklin, Wheaton, and Freighter, they've saved four of my friends' lives who are struggling right now. And they're doing, I mean, I just appreciate that. I wish I could do something, you know, cook something for them to get them a nice meal or something. But I don't know if they're eating properly. But I just know that they're tired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're stressed out. I mean, it's just a lot. You just think about what can we do, but it's going to get better. We'll figure it out, but I would love to send some mac and cheese to one of these hospitals. I don't know how we can do it.
You could also start by maybe sending some mac and cheese to the radio station because Dan Plucker.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew he was going to say that, Gary.
I was just saying. It's time for the latest from CBS News on the coronavirus pandemic. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes. With the U.S. now leading the world in coronavirus cases, President Trump is going to help send off a naval hospital ship before it heads to New York City. CBS's Nicole Killian with the latest.
President Trump will head to Norfolk, Virginia to see off the USNS Comfort, a naval hospital ship that will be bound for the epicenter of the outbreak in New York.
doesn't mean that I'm going to be shaking people's hands, and but I think it sends a signal. When
President Trump says he wants to show his support for the USNS Comfort, which expedited repairs and stocked up medical supplies this week, even if it goes against his administration's own guidelines discouraging travel for some Americans.
In New York City, nurses at Jacoby Hospital in the Bronx are protesting outside the facility today, calling for more protective equipment. One sign read, "Safe staffing saves lives." How long will the lockdowns in some cities and states continue? CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
The data will decide when we get out of this stay-at-home state. The virus and the data are driving here. We are now trying to switch to offense so that we can be in charge. So I have no idea what data is going to be. I certainly hope that it's in, you know, the next month.
In Italy, things are getting worse in a nation where the death toll is steep.
In some parts of Italy, people who are not working anymore have no money to buy food for themselves and their families. People have started stealing food from supermarkets or going shopping, and when they come to pay, saying they have no money but need to eat. This is a growing problem, and Italians are urging the government to find a way to ensure everyone has access to food.
That's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco. A lion of the civil rights movement has died.
Shaped by segregation, Joseph Lowery walked step by step with Martin Luther King Jr. to gain for African Americans equality denied them since the birth of the nation. To Lowery,
leadership is being empowered by certain principles and goals to inspire others.
He led lifelong fights that improved low-income housing and raised minority political participation, living long enough to deliver the benediction at the inauguration of the first black president. Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Joseph Lowery was 98 years old. People in East Alabama are celebrating after a 4-year-old girl who vanished for 2 days was found in the woods yesterday. Police say Vadi Sides, with bright red hair, was found with a dog at her side. This is CBS News.
Hard-hitting investigations, in-depth interviews, and profiles of people in the news. 60 Minutes is America's number one news program, Sundays on CBS.
Hey, the Big Unibrow Michaels here. The Fan is here for you.
This show, it's phenomenal that it's still on. That little tiny piece of normalcy that the vast majority of us are missing. If you run out of sports to talk about, you guys are still going to be very entertaining. Hang on as long as you can, boys.
The Fan is continuing to do what we do best. So join us for some Wisconsin sports talk in your car, on your mobile device, through your radio.com app, and on your home smart speaker. We are AM 1250 and 105.7 FM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Stop into Menards and find the products you need to keep your lawn looking full and healthy. Kill weeds quickly with Pulverized Weed Killer for lawns. It features a natural formula that only targets weeds, not your lawn. It works fast, activating just hours after application. Right now, get a 32-ounce ready-to-spray bottle of Pulverized Weed Killer for just $12.99. Now, during Menards Spring Savings Sale. Prices are good through Saturday, April 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Waterstone Bank is happy to partner with Journey House for the Journey House College Sports Show. Journey House empowers families on Milwaukee's near south side to move out of poverty by offering adult education, youth development, workforce readiness, and family engagement. Go to journeyhouse.org for more information. Waterstone Bank is a community bank who is committed to supporting you, your family, and your neighbors. For more information on Waterstone Bank's mission, go to wsbonline.com. Waterstone Bank and the Journey House, that's a winning combination.
Milwaukee, Bill Schmidt here. During these difficult times, stay connected with The Fan. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Fan reminds you that if you have symptoms like a cough, fever, shortness of breath, and or a sore throat, stay home. If your symptoms are mild, you do not need to seek medical care. If your symptoms are severe, contact your primary care provider. The Fan is here for you. We're always live and local. The Fan is helping Milwaukee stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Hey guys, Bart Winkler from Chuck and Winkler, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on The Fan. It's your time to make your vote count in the first round of the Fandemonium Tournament at 1057fmthefan.com. Vote now for your favorite fan personality.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day.
where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Bofording beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Going to hear from Sam and Olivia Decker coming up here at 4 o'clock as Sam Decker, former Wisconsin Badger, two-time Final Four appearer, is that how I would say it? Also found himself as a first-round pick in the NBA draft. He was overseas playing basketball, finally able to come home. We'll check in with them and see how that transition and that trip was for Sam Decker as we welcome home the former Wisconsin Badger at 4 o'clock here on the Wendy's Big Show. Talk to Ryan McGuire, former program director of the Fan, and also you'll find him as one of the regions in the Fandemonium 2020 bracket. Voting ends for the first round tomorrow night. Go to 1057fmthefan.com for that. This segment on the Fan brought to you by Tally's Tab Needery. Tally's is open for curbside pickup and delivery from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Visit their website, tallystap.com, or their Facebook page for details. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Takeout.
Hey, Billy.
Go ahead. Leroy Butler.
I apologize.
No, you're good, man.
I hate to do this, but I got to do it.
I'm ready.
I'm a big Sam Decker guy. His wife made your boy a piece of change. She set up a couple of speaking engagements for your boy before she got big time on TV now.
You serious?
So, yeah, so I always... This before they got married, though. This is back... Sam, I think he had either just got drafted or we were waiting to see. And I think it was in Green Bay. I don't know. But I got pictures of with them. The best, probably. Now, I'm going, I don't think I'm going on a limb. Probably the best looking couple, top 10 in their age bracket.
Oh, 100%. Couple. Yeah, 100%.
Couple.
They're right.
Couple.
They're right around my age.
Couple.
And yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, they,
yeah.
They ruin the curve for everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's
nicest people. Oh, just great folks.
Yeah,
great folks.
And also too, I'm excited to ask Olivia too. As obviously her father Kevin and her grandfather Bob, you guys know.
Yeah, obviously.
With the Green Bay Packers and the influences they have here in the state of Wisconsin. They're both big Wisconsin fans. I mean, you follow Sam at Decker. That guy's always tweeting Brewers, Bucks, and Packers as well. And Olivia was able to last year on a Monday night game on Westwood One, where she does some sideline reporting, also on ESPN and the host of a variety of networks, Big Ten as well. They were able to be the first father-daughter duo to work a pro sporting event together. And it was also... As cool as it was at Lambeau Field, which I think was really, really special because of their family ties to it. So, like, that part of it is really cool as well. They're so entrenched in the state and very excited to be able to have Sam back in the state. And hopefully we'll talk some X's and O's sports, but also just some good stories. Because, I mean, if you want to hear some good Wisconsin sports stories, I think Sam Decker's got a few that Badger fans are going to like, Gary Ellerson, because those might be, at least in my age, and I don't know about all time, that run that they had at Wisconsin was the best college basketball run I can remember in the state.
No, it really was. They had a great run. They got hot. I mean, Sam played well. I mean, the whole team played well. I mean, that just was a special group that all came together. And, you know, listen, man, I think it's legendary what they did for the Badger basketball program as a whole.
Yeah. Well, that was 33-0, I believe, too, was the Kentucky team they knocked down in the second time they go in back-to-back Final Fours to face Duke and Jahlil Okafor in the national title game. Sam also with a game-winning buzzer beater, I believe, to win the state title at the Kohl Center. So they're well-entrenched in the community.
I think you get a corner three.
Yeah, it just knocked it down cold-blooded. I remember hearing all about that. As like I said, I mean, coming up as a 25-year-old in the state, you knew that Sam Decker was going to be a top-flight basketball player, a first-round pick. Incredible to see. So we'll check in with them and see how they're doing coming up at 4 o'clock. As we're all adjusting here over the weekend, last weekend, Gary, we all wanted to find out how people were dealing with their children and being able to adjust to becoming full-time teachers. I think if there's anything people in the country are learning now, teachers vastly underpaid because now we understand how difficult the job is doing it yourself. But also, we're all becoming very entrenched in our Netflix and Hulu accounts. What were you able to drum up on the streaming services this weekend as you tried to get yourself into a new normal with nothing on television?
Well, last week I started off with, I tried to watch that Tiger King. I just couldn't get into it. I got into about a half hour, then turned it. And then all of a sudden, I was already doing the All-American. And I hadn't seen it before, so I'm catching up with All-American. And then I found this Ozark. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. I think the Bateman guy. What's his name? Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman, sure.
Yep.
Man, that Ozark is for real. I mean, it's sort of like a thriller. They got some gangster stuff into it, some Mexican mafia people, and it's just straight crazy. And here's a guy, Bateman's trying to really, he's laundering money, but he's trying to protect his family all at the same time. Man, I think it's just a great watch. So I've been binge watching. This is crazy. I've been binge watching All American and Ozark.
Now I haven't seen All American.
You say binge or binge watching?
Binge walking, man. Binging. Binge. You gotta just go all in on it. Leroy, what?
I thought he said he was gin watching. I said, be careful, man. We're on
this
the radio.
Guy. No, but Leroy, so for you, what have you been checking
that
up on?
Too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. All of those. Maria put me up on that. I really like that. I love that, of course. And then, Gary, have you watched Spencer yet?
Saw the movie Spencer, saw that. Yeah, that was
okay, good.
Was finally
good,
able to get good. Through it, huh?
Yeah, after the fifth time, yeah.
Yeah, that's truly hilarious, man. It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, again, we got them all up, man. The girls up there listening, looking at stuff.
So have you checked out Tiger King, Leroy?
I started, but I'm like, yeah, I fell asleep. So it depends on when I start.
I could not turn Tiger King off on Saturday night, guys. I was watching and dozed off. I think I ended up starting it at like 9 o'clock, and because everybody is tweeting,
at night?
Everybody's putting memes of it. Yeah, right around 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting here. I'm like, I was somewhat against it because I do like to kind of buck the trends every once in a while. I'm like,
buck the trend.
Man, that,
yeah, you do.
That thing can't be that good. People are all up in arms about this. It can't be that good.
Good.
No, it's pretty legit. So I don't know if anybody else was checking out Tiger King and enjoying it as much as I was. It's not, to me, Leroy, on the level, though, of Love is Blind, and I'm praying that they expedite the next season of that because we could all use that in our lives as well. But so you guys weren't able to get to the parts of Tiger King where you hear about Carol possibly axing her first husband?
Who did
I hit? The
lady from Big Cat Rescue, Gary. See, that's why you got to give it at least like the start of like a couple of the episodes because each episode has like another layer of the whole story. It's
really?
Like episode three, lady from Big Cat Rescue. There's this whole underlying story of all the money that she made was allegedly because she fed her ex-husband to the tigers out back because they never found
what?
Where this husband just straight up disappeared.
Yeah.
He straight up disappears. And then there's all this, all the paperwork, the power of attorneys are in the office, and she has one of their handymen like break into the office with her and take the paperwork, get up a new power of attorney, and then she has all his money. So the guy that looks like the cowboy, the guy that looks like Joe Dirt, right? Joe Exotic.
Joe Dirt.
He looks like Joe Dirt, man. He truly is Joe Dirt.
He does.
So
he does.
He, all of the videos that this guy's putting up, one, he believes he's a country singer, which I think is just tremendous. Then he starts posting all these videos about Carol killing her husband.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
So he's singing songs about how this woman killed her husband and fed him to the tigers. At one point, Gary, this joker walks around with, like, a fake head on a tray and is just feeding. Got a woman that looks like Carol feeding meat to the tigers, joking that it's the guy's head.
Oh, come on.
Dude, you got to give it a couple more runs. You got to.
I give it a couple more runs. But here's a problem that I have.
Yeah, do it.
I'm binge watching, and the problem is, Billy, there's only, because when you binge watch like that, so you're binge watching two shows, I just can't add a third one in right now. That's a lot.
No, it is. It is a lot. It is
so
a lot.
I just got through, and I think Ozark came out like 2017. I just finished 10 episodes.
Okay. Oh, that's good work.
All-American came out maybe a year or two ago, and I just finished, what, 2 episodes on that. That's a lot.
That is a lot. That is a
like,
lot.
Like, I had to take a break from the television and just turn it off.
I watched, I think, 5 episodes of it on Saturday of the Tiger King. And
how many episodes of that?
7. There's 7 episodes of it. It's flat. So I was done. So I was able to clean it up on Sunday and finish the remains.
And how long is it?
Each episode's like 45 minutes. I think a couple of them vary.
Ozark is like 58 minutes.
Okay. See, now that was the issue a lot of people had with Game of Thrones and Sopranos, too. Because I went back and rewatched Sopranos, I should say, for the first time when I had mono last year. Because, I mean, you got a ton of time to binge watch TV shows when you have mono.
Oh, my God.
Ozark
is like 42 minutes.
Those are like full on hour episodes where you are like sweating at the end of it. Yeah, and you need to re-go in.
So I put this out on my Twitter, and I said I know a lot of people watching Tiger King, but you got to check out Ozark and All American. I got a lot of play. Charles Woodson hit me up on Twitter and says he's got to get back to Ozark, but Tiger King is just taking control.
Dude, it's taken over. Right. It's taken over. And the memes are just tremendous. There's one out here that I actually retweeted at the fan account where somebody has put out and cropped the faces of Joe Biden and Donald Trump onto the...
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Two characters, Joe Exotic is Trump and Biden is Carol. And I mean, it is just tremendous. That's why, as Leroy Butler has said on this program a few different times, the internet is truly undefeated.
Undefeated.
What are you watching right now? 414-799-1250. Ozark is going to be on the bank for me. I want you guys to fill me in on this All-American show, though, coming up next, because I've gotten a lot of people talking about that. If it's Tiger King, what did you believe? And also, did Carol kill her husband? Because that is something that
allegedly.
Dude, it's been chewing at me all day. And chewing, sorry, pardon the pun. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. They can't build you a tiger cage or a zoo, but Gary, J&J Contractors could maybe build you a home office if you're changing
all day
your,
long. Hey, you know what? And that's what everybody needs right now. Everybody needs a home office. You working from your house and you need that livable space. Well, my good friends at J&J Contractors, guys, they can come out and do it for you and really at an affordable price. Guys, go talk to them today. My good friends at J&J Contractors. And make sure you ask for Jason. Jason's the owner. He's going to give you the great possible deal that he can get to give you right now. Everybody's looking for work. And guys, keep these guys. They're local. They're right here in our area. And make sure you call them right now today. And that's for my good friend, Jason. Yeah, they can come out and build you some livable space. I'm thinking Sparky need to call him because I know that garage is getting kind of cold. He may need some new livable space.
Yeah, no doubt. He might want to get some insulation in there because it doesn't appear that it's going to get any warmer out here anytime soon.
Not anytime sooner.
414-799-1250. What are you watching? And we'll talk to the Deckers, Olivia Harlan Decker and Sam Decker, in 10 minutes. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. We're going to talk to Olivia Harlan Decker and Sam Decker. The Deckers stop by at 4 o'clock here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sheboygan's own Sam back from overseas during the COVID-19 pandemic playing professionally over there. We'll check in on their well-being in about 10 minutes from right now at the top of the hour. But 414-799-1250, what are you binge-watching now? And what kind of recommendations you got? Gary Ellerson hitting up All-American and Ozark. I got onto the Tiger King binge late Saturday night and finished it up within 12 hours. There was no cutting down for the Tiger King. So 414-799-1250. Let's go out to the north side. Talk to Troy. Troy, you're up on the Wendy's Big Show. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, not much. How's it going, guys?
Good.
All right, buddy.
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, Gary, that Ozarks, man, especially the women of Ozark. Ruth, Darlene Snell, I mean, they're no joke, man.
No, they're not. They're ruthless. The Ruth girl. How's the Ruth girl? She's like 18, maybe.
Bitty thing. She's kind of rough.
Right.
So you're saying, like, these girls are going in and they're taking no prisoners. They're just going in and taking
well,
girls out.
The Ruth girl is running a strip club, and she's, like, 18 years old.
And if you ever get into Queen of the South, and if you like Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, but this is a total show with Teresa as the main character and Carmilla Vargas. I mean, it is just, Gary, like, how you started watching the Ozarks, once I started watching Queen of the South, could not stop watching it, man. It was like nonstop.
What's that on?
Queen of the South?
Queen of the South. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Okay.
And
the star
of the show, Teresa, the character that plays Teresa, I guess she's the daughter of the Puerto Rican lady on The Cosby Show. So it's kind of an interesting connection. But you guys do a great job of listening. I've been listening, man, since 2012. I sit, you know, I'm sometimes at my desk and I'm laughing, and the people think I'm crazy as it is, and they see me chuckling to myself because I got my headphones on, and I'm listening to you guys instead. So, great work, man. I love listening to you guys.
Appreciate you hanging out, Troy. Thanks, man. That's check us out at 414-799-1250 if you want to join the program like Troy, or check us out like Troy could also on that radio.com app as he does with the headphones. So, I like that idea. Now, Queen of the South, that's going to be one that we have to get into. So, are you guys also like sharing time with the remote? Like, is there a control that you get on which show you're watching, or do these have to be agreed upon in the households?
Well, I think that's a great question. Go ahead.
Go first. Ahead, you go first, Gary. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's a great question, because when you're doing Netflix, I mean, you guys turn me on this. I mean, you and David Bakhtiari.
Yeah,
when
you're we taught you the chill part, too, which is
Yeah, you taught me the chill part. But when you're doing Netflix, You're probably doing that together, right?
Yeah. Netflix is kind of a duo thing, yeah.
It's agreed upon what you're going to watch. And then, you know, if you want to chill, because the reason why you had the chill part in there, because you're coming into an Ozark or something like that and you're kind of behind, it gets to be kind of long.
Leroy, how much say do you have, or is the wife mostly controlling the TV?
Well, carte blanche, she do what she want to do. The living room is of how me and Gary was called the front room. That's me and little Leroy's area.
Okay.
Now we got Apple TV on there because he liked the Disney Plus. So we got Apple TV. Upstairs, the girls got Netflix, Hulu, and any other streaming service. They got Amazon. They got it all up there. And they be over there arguing over the remote. So they do rock, paper, scissors to see what they watch. But in the bedroom,
uh-oh.
Hey, man, I'm at the mercy of the coat. Whatever she say, I don't say nothing. I don't say a word.
That's smart.
Well, can I watch a little Tiger King? No, I will get back to that. I got 90-day fiance on. When these next two episodes go off, we're going to watch two episodes of The Golden Girls, and you got the TV.
Oh,
it'd be midnight by then.
Cause I was going to say, so are you just waiting for somebody to go to sleep at that point, and then you can take over?
Well, with my Spectrum app, I just pull out her. She got a big old huge iPad thing. And I just put it in the bed with a little pillow on it. I watch what I want.
Oh.
I just watch what I want.
Oh, okay.
And then she'll give me that look like, you supposed to be watching this with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I reach in my pocket, Bill. I have my little shorts on, right? I reach in my pocket. She said, what you reaching for? I said, I'm finna give you my man card because I got to turn it off and watch it with you.
I thought that was going on a totally different path, Gary. I don't know about you, but once he said that I was propping up the iPad on the pillow and I was reaching into my pocket, I thought we were talking about some categories, and I didn't know exactly what we were talking about there.
No.
I'm not going to lie. I thought that was taking a drastic turn for the worse. Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, that'll even pop up in my head when I'm with her. Just the basics, cuz. Just the basics.
We'll talk to Sam Decker and Olivia Harlan Decker, who first Wisconsin sports couple, will come up next year on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.